I got all nines of my GCSEs, and welcome to my series where I tell you exactly how you can get those grades too. In this episode, we're going to be talking about GCSE history. Let me know which subject you want me to do next in the comments. So for context, I did AQA history. However, I think my advice applies for any exam board because history is quite a content heavy subject and it is an essay subject. I'm actually going to start off by saying the absolute easiest thing you can do is just check your SPAG. At least in AQA, they literally give you about 8 marks out of 168 just for SPAG. You do not want to be losing silly marks. Now, because history is one of those subjects where essentially you have to know facts, but then you also have to be able to make an argument, I suggest a two-pronged revision method. So the first prong, essentially, is all your facts, all your data, all your stats, all the things that you just need to know and memorize. What you're going to do is you're going to essentially just make flashcards out of those. I recommend online flashcards, maybe use an app like Anki, which makes you do spaced repetition. I used Quizlet personally. This is for any facts, any dates that you need to know. Now, this is actually the most important bit because this is what's going to get you ready for the actual exam. So you're going to want to find some kind of mind map, flowchart, essay plan method. And basically, you just need a place to store all of your arguments. You need a place where you can logically string your arguments together and have a record of what you were planning to say. Because the history exam, for me, is a very time-pressured exam, you don't want to be sat there for 2 minutes thinking, what am I going to write? Because history is one of those subjects where you could know everything and still not be able to answer the question well. Making an essay plan is A, going to allow you to fit in everything the mark scheme wants you to get in, because sometimes the mark scheme just wants you to format your answer in a certain way. So an essay plan is essentially a built-in, foolproof version of that. And second of all, if you made an essay plan for a specific question and you get asked that question in the exam, you're going to be able to literally just go right away. Especially if you want those higher grades, AQA wanted something called complex judgment. And it's really hard to just think of that on the spot. Whereas if you've actually planned it prior to the exam, you can fit in those high level judgments that take up slightly more deliberation so that you don't have to think of them on the spot in the exam. Now, I said this to English, but there is a part of GCSE history, which is essentially you analysing things on the spot. So, you know, the interpretations and the sources, that makes up a large part of the exam. And the only way to get better at these is, again, through practice. So you're going to want to do practice papers. I will say sometimes the images are copyrighted, so it can be a little bit difficult to source the source questions for GCSE history. In which case, you can quite literally just find any source in that era and just make up a question. Give it to your teacher to mark. They will be able to give you some really good feedback, especially for GCSE history, which is slightly less subjective because you might not think it, but the mark scheme is actually quite rigid. Give it to your teacher so they can mark it. I did this quite a lot with my teacher that taught me Germany, the Germany unit. I gave her a past paper that I did to mark and she marked it. She gave me some incredible feedback. And this would allow you to weed out any mistakes or any exam practice misconceptions that you have before the actual exam.